got this message. Hey, guys, looking for really mild, kid-friendly alternatives to swearing. Stuff that's super harmless, wouldn't get anyone into trouble. For example, words like darn or heck, kind of what I mean, but I'd like more options. And preferably things, not things like damn or hell. What are some good ones people use?
Son of a biscuit.
You say son of a biscuit a lot?
Uh-huh.
I say rats a lot. I'm like, rats! That's my...
That's good.
That's what I say. That kind of goes around my family. My family, a lot of times, will repeat it to me.
Dang it!
Rats!
Yeah.
What are some other good ones? Text them to us. 502-795-1997. Or actually, better yet, send us a voice note of you exclaiming it.
Yes!
That's what
that
I would...
That will be fun.
Samantha K texts in, dadgummit.
Dadgummit. Yes.
Dadgummit.
Yes. 100%. I like that one.
Dadgummit.
Dadgummit.
That is funny. That is funny.
Cheese and rice. Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. I've heard that one.
Oh, Laura texted and said, literally say, cuss word.
Cuss word. that's effective.
That's kind of like my sister Amanda. She, when she actually burps, she says the word burp when she does it.
I like that.
She goes, burp. and I'm like, you are weird. Ah biscuits. Isn't that from Zootopia?
Oh, is it?
Ah biscuits. At any mild inconvenience. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Biscuits works.
Yeah, biscuits.
It just does.
Super mild, kid-friendly alternatives to swearing.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're... Man, we are getting a ton of texts.
We are.
Send us voice notes, though. I want to hear you say it.
Yes, mother trucker and shut the front door. Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Shut the front door or shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Jenny said, my kid would call people purple minion heads.
Purple minion heads. Okay.
Purple minion heads.
Lily, son of a chicken.
Oh, I like this. Bilbo Baggins. Bilbo Baggins. He's a character from The Ring, right? Or Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Or something. No, not Lord of the Rings. Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Yeah,
the
yeah,
Hobbit.
Yeah, the Hobbit. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Yes. Fiddlesticks. Yes, AJ. A classic.
Oh, yeah. This is a classic Southern one. Yes. Bless your heart. But that's not necessarily... Is that like a swear word? Do you say it as a swear word? Because it's usually like a...
Oh,
bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Well, no, fiddlesticks could mean you're frustrated about something. Oh, dang it.
We're talking about two different things.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm saying bless your heart. You're saying fiddlesticks.
Okay. AJ says, my sister says, oh, dirty words.
Oh.
That's good.
Okay.
Like, same thing as, oh, cuss words. Oh, dirty words.
Oh, dirty words.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the Brandy, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that before, too. These are alternatives to swear words here on 99.7 DJX. Hi there. What's your name?
My name's Missy.
All right. Give us... Now, listen.
This is radio friendly, right?
I was going to say, you're not going to drop a real swear on us. All right, Missy, what is it?
I don't give a number two.
I don't give a number two.
Yes.
I like that. Thank you, Missy.
Yes.
All right. See ya.
Kevin says flip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's good.
These are good. These are good. Alternatives.
Sandy says flitter my papa.
Man,
a
lot of these are wild. Yeah, cheese and rice, that was another one. Yeah, we got a lot. Who are you? Oh, lint liquor, Jamie. All right,
oh,
like that.
Alexis said that the family watched Trolls all the time, so they say Guy Diamond.
Oh, Guy
instead
Diamond.
Instead of an alternative.
You know what? So I say
Guy Diamond.
I say rats a lot.
Yeah.
But I also say, why the face?
Why the face?
Why the face?
Okay, is that normally when someone is making a face at you?
No, it's just the WTF.
All right.
You know? Oh, fudge nuggets and nuggets. I like that.
Fudge nuggets.
Fudge nuggets. Thank
That's
you, Teresa.
Fun.
That's funny.
Yes.
All right. 502-795.
Molly says barnacles. Barnacles.
Y'all are funny.
These are great.
Yeah, these are. All right. Maybe we can take some more coming up. All right.
Yes.
502-795-1997. These are We just got a message. Kid-friendly alternatives to swearing. Stuff that's super harmless. Wouldn't get anyone into trouble. We got a lot to choose from.
Yeah, all there right? is a lot.
All right. 502-795-1997.
Dang nabbit.
Thank you, Corey. The alternatives, kid-friendly alternatives to swearing. Someone reached out and was like, hey, do you got any that I could add to the repertoire?
We are building quite the arsenal for you. Deb says poop-a-doop.
Yes. And I go to rats. Rats!
Yeah.
Or why the face?
Well, another possible meaning for WTF. Got a text from a 10-year-old son, uses WTF in text. And when I asked him what he thought it meant, he said, duh, what the foot? A parent in the group text told him no cussing, and his response was, when TF did I cuss? And that's when I knew he really thought it was
really
the foot.
The foot. I love that. Natalie said, my grandpa used to say, oh, bull feathers. Oh, I like that. That's kind of fun.
AJ says, Ben, your favorite is, oh, shoot.
Ah! Wow.
It is.
I say that a lot, don't I?
It's different than the other S.
Oh, shoot. I do say
you
that.
You do. That is wow, a mainstay right, on this show.
I was going to say, you pointed that out. Well done.
Sugar, honey, iced tea.
That's too wordy, though. That's too wordy.
You just got to be talented enough. Oof. Sugar, honey, iced tea.
Nope. Not for me.
Oh, okay. Mother Ducker.
Yeah, fudge nuggets.
Yes,
yeah,
we got another one of that. Yes, a personal fave.
My sister-in-law got real annoyed over how much my brother and kids love and watched SpongeBob. This is from Holly. So she started turning that into kid-friendly alternative expletive. They all knew that they were in trouble whenever she said SpongeBob's full government name, LOL. SpongeBob SquarePants, get over here! Wow.
Is that his full name? Is there a middle name?
I don't think there's a middle name, but
okay.
Turn
I
to the
like
Welder
that.
Said, how has no one said frick? Like, what the frick?
Yeah.
Oh, where's the one that the Carrollton one?
Oh.
Yeah.
We've got so many trying to sift through all these.
Someone had texted in and said they live from around Carrollton, and there's a small town close to Carrollton called Ghent.
Yes, and folks would say, oh, Ghent, because there's nothing good in Ghent.
And that is hysterical. I love town bashing. That's one of my favorite things in the world, is when you can rib a town.
It's like, we live there, we know.
Oh, shoot, that's funny. Oh, I said it again. All right. All right, coming up next.
Now you're going to, like, be very mindful.
I'm
going to
be mindful of saying shoot.
Say
shoot a lot. You're right.